I started having a few readers here and there, and then it started growing. It's been surprising. I didn't know that there were that many gay men and women in Lebanon, to be honest. The response has been great.
This is the man behind Beirut Boy, a Lebanese blogger exposing life as a gay man in the city.
At first, I really blogged a lot, and I had a lot of things to say, whether it was injustice towards the gay community and whether it was a TV program talking about a gay issue, but they covered it in the wrong way, so I used to blog about that. Just because that's what real life is all about, you know, like we, as gay guys in Lebanon, no one really talks about it, especially not online, so it's cool to see people's feedback right away, that they would retweet it, they would share it with friends, they would comment, leave a comment. Any reaction is a good reaction.
And reactions are mixed. Gay life remains a taboo subject in Lebanon. A recent poll revealed nearly 8 out of 10 people in the country believe homosexuality should be rejected.
You do feel more liberated in Beirut. You know, two guys can walk on the street, and in some parts of Beirut they can hold hands, in other parts of Beirut they'll be really shunned, they'll be like thrown with stones, so it really depends. I don't want this to be like, oh yeah, Beirut is such a gay open city so we can do whatever we want, or we have our full rights so we don't have to ask for anything else. We're still better than other Arab countries, but we have so much room for improvement.
For many Lebanese people, homosexuality threatens the country's strongly traditional concept of gender roles.
The Lebanese mentality is, you know, you're a guy, you should be in love with a woman. You're the man of the house. How can you be so, you know, with some people it's how can you be so effeminate? With some people it's how can you be so disrespectful of your own gender and not be a man? Because once they see you as gay, it's kind of emasculating for some people. At least that's what they think. So you grow up like you're not a full human being. You're not deserving of your rights just like anyone else. That's why it took me so long to come out. I mean, I always felt I could never tell someone that I like guys, that I feel this way, because I see how other guys were being treated. Years ago, whenever I entered a place, whenever in the supermarket, the cinema, I used to feel looked at in a weird way or always at fault. Like, without doing anything, I'm always wrong somehow. So it always created that thing in my head. Hopefully people will grow out of that when they realize that there's so many of us out there who are just normal as everyone.
And social attitudes aren't the only problem for Lebanese gay men and women. Like in most other countries across the Middle East, their sexuality can also put them behind bars.
It comes from a French law that was passed years ago. It's called the Lebanese Penal Code 543. It basically criminalizes unnatural sex acts. So the Lebanese government basically uses that as evidence against gay people because they think they deem it as unnatural. Meanwhile, it's actually for human beings sleeping with goats, for example. Like, that's unnatural to me. So that's one of the things that the government uses to punish gay guys up to 1 year.
1 year in prison?
Up to 1 year, yeah. They're notorious for doing degrading acts, even some sex acts, and bullying gay guys. There's one of the things called the egg test. It's actually using an egg to insert it up a guy's rectum and to see if he is a gay guy or not. Basically, if it enters, he's gay. If it's not, which is a whole different other story of demeaning acts that the government does.
But there are some signs of progress. Lebanon is home to the Arab world's only gay magazine, as well as an organization promoting LGBT rights with offices in central Beirut.
The way it's covered in Lebanon, I see the shift already these days. Like in previous years, a local TV station would say Shaz, which is someone who's unnatural, basically. And now they use the term Mithli, which is homosexual. So you see the shift with how the media is, the change in how the media is dealing with it, and that can't but impact the people who are watching it and the average Lebanese who will change their mind when they see how people are dealing with that.